This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Root is in the house, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome to the show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, hour number 3 on USA Radio. And if you're watching me, you know it's my Newsmax Power Hour. We give it its own name. It's called Root Reaction, the aftermath, because the day's over. It's after 8 on the east. It's after 5 p.m. on the west. All the news that's fit to print is kind of done for the day. All the journalists go home, and so there is no news if the journalists aren't watching, right? It's like when the tree fell in the forest, and nobody's watching. Did the tree really fall? Famous joke. Didn't really fall because nobody saw it. No one reported it in the media. Didn't really happen. Lots of great news today. I'll go very quickly. Donald Trump celebrates vindication with a Supreme Court ruling on the travel ban. We've got the travel ban. I wouldn't call it the Muslim travel ban. It's not a Muslim travel ban. It's a travel ban against dangerous countries that could hurt the United States of America. Some of them happen to be Muslim nations. Some of them don't. But in any case, it is a big victory for the President of the United States. And the Supreme Court may have opened the door to allow us to build the wall. Because the Supreme Court said if the President deems it is in the interest of national security, he could ban whoever he wants from the country. So maybe Trump will ban the entire Mexico and Central America from the United States and say, we're closing the border. It's in the interest of national security. Great win. By the way, winning. Victory. I love it. President enjoys record support from Republicans. 90%, the New York Times reports, in a Gallup poll, which is the most ever in history other than George W. Bush within days of his invading Iraq and right after 9/11. Bush, for a moment in time, was the most popular with Republican voters ever, 92% back then. But other than that, Trump's the most popular at this point of any Republican president ever and more popular than any Democrat. Obama, Bill Clinton, JFK, none of them had that kind of support in their own party for themselves. He's also a big winner with American money flowing back into America from offshore. Over $300 billion was repatriated to the U.S. in the first quarter. And as I said on my radio show, as much as I love Donald Trump, I want to say thank you, President Trump, because you're the one who did it. I'm the one who recommended it in my book. I said if Donald Trump kills taxes, kills regulations, kills Obamacare, and says that you're allowed to bring all your money back to the United States for a small one-time fee, our nation will be rich and prosperous again. That was my program. And I wrote it in The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, The Murder of the Middle Class, Angry White Male, Conscience of a Libertarian, 4 books in the last 8 years, and every one of them had a middle-class plan to save America. That's what I called it, the middle-class contract with America. And every one of them had kill all the taxes, kill all the regulations. And the very first one didn't know about Obamacare yet, but after that we knew about Obamacare. It was either already the law of the land or it was on the way. Kill Obamacare and let companies repatriate their money from outside the United States. And I was on the money, and Donald Trump followed my game plan exactly. Thank you, President Trump. My commentary is coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. I wrote it today, this morning, and here it is. I want you to hear it. Have liberals become domestic terrorists? Liberals call Trump and conservatives who support him Nazis and Hitler, which, as I pointed out in my last column, is wrong, reckless, and bordering on insanity. Hitler and the Nazis killed 6 million of my people, Jews, and tens of millions of others in World War II. Nothing compares to Hitler or the Nazis. To make that comparison is obscene. Have you no shame? But it's ironic that Democrats and liberals are the ones who are acting closest to Nazis. If not Nazis, they sure are acting like the mafia or murdering street thugs or domestic terrorists. Take your pick. Liberals are purposely demonizing, intimidating, and persecuting people whose politics they simply disagree with. They're inciting violence, and this is no joke. They're going to get someone killed, whether it's a Republican politician or an ICE agent or just a conservative in the wrong place at the wrong time wearing a red Trump MAGA hat, as sure as I'm sitting here, someone is going to kill a conservative based on this violent, nutty rhetoric. Ask Steve Scalise about the odds of that. Of course it can happen. Congressman Scalise, the whip of the House, was almost murdered on a baseball field a year ago. Ask GOP Congressman Brian Mast, a guy I know very well, a great guy, who lost his legs fighting for our country and then without legs, as a double amputee, went to Israel to fight for Israel. One of the great heroes of all time, now a Republican congressman from Florida. And an open borders liberal nutcase was just arrested for threatening to murder Brian Mast's children. Can you imagine? Here are a few more horror stories. Trump spokesman Sarah Sanders and her family were forcefully kicked out of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. But that's only the start of it. The hateful, vicious restaurant owner then followed the family across the street and screamed at them in the next restaurant. This is obsessed, stalker, mentally deranged behavior. Don't liberals want to destroy any Christian business for refusing service to gays? Don't they think government should fine them $100,000 for refusing service to gays? Yet a group of gay waiters, and that's not me making that up, according to the owner of the restaurant, he has a bunch of gay waiters who made the decision with her to ban Sarah Huckabee Sanders from the restaurant. A group of gay waiters thought it was perfectly okay to refuse service to a Republican. What's the difference between refusing service to a gay person, a black person, or a Republican? Isn't hate hate? Even better, Democrats don't think we have a right to enforce our own border, and our president has no right to vet people coming into America, but Democrats think they have a right to vet and deport Republicans at any business in America. They're a bunch of nut jobs. Can you even imagine a white Republican restaurant owner kicking black Obama officials out of the restaurant or kicking Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson out of the restaurant because we don't like their politics? It would have nothing to do with the color of their skin. It's because we don't like their liberal politics. Can you imagine the reaction? We'd be witnessing mass violence, rioting, and anarchy on the streets of every big city in America if that ever happened. Peter Fonda called for the kidnapping of Barron Trump, Donald's 12-year-old son, and for him to be raped in a cage populated by pedophiles. He called for a similar crime against HHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. D-list comedian Tom Arnold, and by the way, I asked my 18-year-old son who's headed off to college, I asked him what he knew about Tom Arnold. He said, who? And that's why they do these things, by the way. No one ever heard of Peter Fonda anymore, and no one ever heard of Tom Arnold anymore. He plans to show up, Tom Arnold, at 12-year-old Barron's school when his mom drops him off in the morning to harass him and make him feel uncomfortable. Can you even imagine what would happen if, even after Obama sent the IRS, in real life he did this, the IRS to destroy me, which was a crime, by the way, that should have been punished by impeachment and prison term, and if after Obama did that, in real life he did it, I dared publicly to suggest someone attack and rape his two beautiful daughters, Sasha and Malia. Who would do that? Who would ever say something? I would never even think of that. No children are responsible for the sins of their parents. Only a mentally deranged liberal would think of that. MSNBC, speaking of deranged, mentally deranged liberal, MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch said not only is Trump Hitler, but that liberals need to start calling all Trump supporters Nazis, harass us and embarrass us in public. HHS Secretary Nielsen was harassed at a New York City restaurant by a DOJ staffer. Not by a regular person, by a member, an employee of the Department of Justice. Pure insanity. Republican Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi, was verbally assaulted, bullied, and spit on outside a movie theater this past Saturday night. And a senior DHS official found a decapitated burnt animal carcass on his doorstep. An NYU professor published the home addresses of ICE agents nationwide on the internet, and even a sitting Democratic Congresswoman, Mad Maxine Waters, encouraged the public to, quote, absolutely harass White House officials anytime they see them in public spaces. Ironically, liberals are exhibiting the actual behavior of the Nazis that they claim Republicans to be. And I repeat, they're going to incite murder. But it has backfired badly. Even DNC officials are afraid the public is turning off the Democrats. They fear a backlash at the polls in November. I see signs everywhere. Democrats have gone way too far, way overboard. They're going down to an historic defeat in November. And this is what happens when you act like domestic terrorists. But here's the scary question. How will these same obsessed, deranged liberals act after being repudiated in another election in November? How will they act after we beat them by a landslide in 2020 with Donald Trump's reelection? If they're bad now, what will they do after a second loss in November and a third consecutive loss in 2020? As actor James Woods just recommended yesterday to all conservatives, get armed and vote. Your life literally depends on it. James Woods is right. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. That commentary will be in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Thursday, and usually it gets picked up by conservative websites all over the country, including Real Clear Politics and Town Hall and Fox News and Breitbart and all the places my stuff is at. It's quite wonderful. Thank you. Other big breaking news before we go to a break, and then we'll take calls, because I do have a guest tonight, which limits my ability to take calls. Doesn't mean I won't get you. I'm going to try and get you in the next segment, but I've got a guest tonight who I think you will really, really like. My guest tonight is Ed Butowski, who's a famous wealth advisor from Dallas, Texas, and a Fox Business commentator who's on to the murder of Seth Rich and is suing all the liberals and the fake news who slandered him about his Seth Rich ideas. Breaking news, James Comey personally killed the immunity deal with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who could have revealed the source of the leaked emails. Why do you think that is? Because they were leaked, not by Russia, but by Seth Rich, who wound up murdered days later in a pool of blood in a safe neighborhood. They didn't want his watch. They didn't want his jewelry. They didn't want his wallet. They didn't want $1,000 cash. They murdered him for no reason. Days after giving away, who leaked or hacked or whatever word you want to use, to WikiLeaks all the DNC material that was damaging to Hillary. So who do you think killed Seth Rich? I'll give you two guesses. And why did James Comey issue a stand-down order on the imminent deal with Julian Assange? Maybe we'll ask Ed Butowski about that. We'll take your calls in a sec. War now.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now, you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. Also, a 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the two-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
War now.
Got healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'll give you a couple of secrets to my great health. You know, we were joking around during the break because I'm challenging a bunch of liberals to a major fight in Las Vegas, whether it's boxing or MMA. And we both get like 2 weeks of training with a professional, and then we both go into the ring in front of a large crowd, a boxing venue in Las Vegas, maybe the MGM Arena. Half the crowd is conservative, half is liberal. We'll have to have gun detectors at the doors. Liberals will be screaming Nazis at all of us. We'll be screaming commies at all of them. And we'll all have a night of fun, and all the money will go to charity. And so, we like to joke the fact that I am Jewish, and there are a lot of Jewish conservatives. People just don't know it. And so I'm making Judaism great again. Wayne Allen Root and Michael Savage and Mark Levin and Michael Medvin and Dennis Prager are all Jewish nationally syndicated talk shows. So obviously they're Jewish conservatives. I'm letting the whole world know, I'm in your face, that I'm Jewish and a Republican conservative and proud and a Donald Trump supporter and proud. And so it kind of falls in line with the sponsor of this segment, Cenogenics, because I'm getting in great shape when someone takes me up on this. It's got to be a high-profile liberal politician or high-profile liberal media personality, somebody with a big name so we can raise a lot of money for charity. This is not about some anonymous liberal fighting me. This is about a high-profile celebrity fighting me. I've already challenged Jimmy Kimmel, and I've challenged Donnie Deutsch, and I've gone much further than just tweeting them, right, or mentioning it in the media. I've had a fight promoter here in Las Vegas call the William Morris Agency, who represents Donnie Deutsch, and make the challenge officially in writing to Donnie Deutsch through his agent at William Morris. So I'm trying very hard to make it happen. And in the meantime, I'm the guinea pig for Cenogenics. They're the sponsor of this segment of the show. They sponsor both my radio and TV show. They're great people. They're all doctors. They're MDs. Only 1% of the physicians that go through the training ever become partners of Cenogenics, the best doctors in the world. They've changed my diet. They've changed my exercise. They've changed my vitamin routine. I'm eating protein for morning, protein for breakfast, protein for snacks, protein for lunch, protein for dinner. I'm like Rocky, training for the fight. And they've also got me on hormonal therapy. Unbelievable. what it's doing to me. I've already lost 5 pounds of weight and gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm going to be Popeye by the time of this fight. For your free, no-obligation consultation, because you can do the same program as me, call 888-YOUNGER and find out how reasonable it is and find out how great it is. They got 20 clinics all over the United States, and then a lot of people just choose to fly to Vegas for a 3 or 4 day weekend and have fun with it, because the biggest clinic is in Vegas. But they've got 20 clinics all over the country, a couple in Latin America as well. 888-YOUNGER, as in nobody wants to be older, everybody wants to reverse aging, defy aging, and be younger. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, younger, Y-O-U-N-G-R, just like it sounds, older, younger, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com, Cenogenics.com. Thank you, Cenogenics, for sponsoring the show. Let's grab a couple calls right now, because we're going to be short on this show. You know I'd like to expand this show. You know I'd like to do an hour of nothing but calls, and then I could have my guests and do my own ranting in the other hour. So let Newsmax know. War@Newsmax.com. War@Newsmax.com. All right, we got a bunch of callers. We've got Richard from Brooklyn. Line 4, Richard from Brooklyn, about Trump and the tariffs. Richard, you're out with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I've been watching your show. I think it's real good. And I like how you talked about how Obama never showed up at Columbia University yet.
Correct.
I believe it was pre-law and political science, I believe
you
said.
Correct.
And he never showed up. And I'm really calling about the tariffs. Like, they're talking about, you know, like Germany, they only pay 2%. And we pay 10, and then the tariffs with the farming goods up in Canada. And and I would like to know, like, who makes those deals? You know, like, what great politician would sell out his country on these deals?
Well, my answer is they all do. They all sell out their country, and that's why they all hate Donald Trump. Not just Democrats. Republicans hate Donald Trump. There's a hatred for him that's incredible. Do you see George Will? Had a commentary today. He's been the ultimate conservative for 50 years. I've watched the guy since I was a little kid. I've read his columns. George Will, he has a column today. He hates Trump so much that he says he wants everyone to read his column to vote for every Democratic U.S. Senate and congressional candidate in America to knock Trump out and then impeach him. Because everyone represents Trump, so you got to vote against every Republican. George Will said this. They're all insane. These never-Trumpers box themselves into a corner, and now they look like insane nutcases, like knuckle-dragging idiots, because they box themselves in, and they have to continue to act like they hate Trump, but he's doing a great job. As far as the tariffs, they're all negotiated by bad politicians on the payroll. They're payola. They got Swiss and Cayman Island bank accounts. That's why they're so hysterical at Donald Trump. He's killing their deals. He's upsetting the apple cart. They're all thieves. Trump's doing the right thing. We've been getting ripped off, folks. Donald Trump's the first guy to notice. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Thank you, Richard from Brooklyn. You talking to me? Are you talking to me? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in.
The House is expected to vote on an immigration bill tomorrow. Today, to win over more reluctant Republicans, a number of low-skilled seasonal workers was tripled in the bill, What's unclear, though, is if President Trump is a fan of the bill. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the president is doing what he can to solve our immigration issues.
It's extremely important, whether it's a wall in certain places, a fence like we have in El Paso that has worked really well, whether it's more border agents, which they need more border agents. I've talked to them. Fortunately, this is the president that has had more interest in this issue than any president I've seen in my lifetime.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Hey, it's Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret that I distrust government and dislike government. I don't say I hate government. I dislike government. I distrust government. And if you distrust government, you got to buy precious metals, right? That's the antidote to corrupt government. That's the antidote to government collapse. That's the antidote to a stock market collapse. That's the antidote to a dollar collapse. That's the antidote to rampant inflation, hyperinflation. It's the antidote to all the problems that irk our civilization. Massive debt, wars around the planet, EMP attacks, terrorist attacks, wars in the Middle East, etc., etc. And so that's why I'm a fan of U.S. Gold Bureau. They're only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate their brand-new Texas Bullion Depository. It's not the depository of U.S. Gold Bureau. It's the depository of the state of Texas. And they chose U.S. Gold Bureau to run the only state gold depository in the United States of America. It's never been done before. All was gold was held in a literally in a private depository or in the by the Federal Reserve, right? Fort Knox. But this is the Fort Knox of Texas. No state's ever undertaken something like this. And can you imagine they chose, because they trust U.S. Gold Bureau, they chose them to run it. So they created a special opportunity just for the viewers of this show. And that is that just for calling them, you're going to get a free silver eagle coin. A free silver eagle coin. Fresh from the U.S. Mint. Brilliant, uncirculated condition. Look how large it is. Giant. Beautiful. Your kids will love it, by the way. I think you should love it. I love it. But your kids will love it. Your grandkids will love it. Your nieces and nephews would love it. The kids who work for your employees would love it, right? The kids who are in your classroom, if you're a teacher, would love it. It's a great prize, in any classroom for whoever gets the highest score in the test. And they're so sure they can win you over, they're giving this to you absolutely free. Pure silver, 1 ounce of pure silver. No additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees of any kind. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money by giving you this valuable coin and sending it to you free, and there's no obligation. Call right now for your free coin and your free consultation. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. This baby is free. It's heavy. It's free. 885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. And if you miss them tonight because it's after business hours, then you'll get them tomorrow, and there's no limit. They're giving these away just for calling. So great stuff from our wonderful sponsors at the U.S. Gold Bureau that make this show possible. And now we've got our guest on the line, Ed Butowski. He is a very famous, I guess you'd call him wealth manager, wealth advisor, financial investment advisor, kind of all that stuff, Fox Business Network commentator. And he's also the guy who had a lot to do with breaking the Seth Rich murder investigation, and then all the fake news came along, and they said terrible things about him, and he's suing them all now and going after them, which I think is great, and he's an all-around good guy. He's not just a guest, because I flew to Dallas, actually on his dime. He flew me to Dallas like a year and a half ago to meet with him at his beautiful offices. They're in this all-glass building in Dallas overlooking the whole town, beautiful building, and we were talking about some business opportunities together, and I got a chance to meet him and spent the day in Dallas with Ed Butowski. So I thought of him when I saw him in the news for the Seth Rich case. Then I saw him in the news suing all these fake media for lying and slandering him with the Seth Rich case. I said, I got to get him on my Newsmax TV show, on my USA radio show. And you're now on both. You're on national radio and national TV. You're on in Dallas, by the way, because our flagship station in Dallas is KBDT for Big Dallas Talk. So you're on in Dallas, you're on nationwide radio, and you're on national TV to 50 million homes. So Ed Butowski, welcome to Wayne Root Show.
Well, what a great introduction. Thank you. And I just trust the media, like you just trust the government. And I'll tell you, I didn't know that that gold depository was looking for someone. I think they missed my number, but what a great commercial you did there. But Wayne, all kidding aside, thank you very much for having me on, because I am suing anybody who defamed me. I'm standing up and I'm saying, you know what? I've had enough of this nonsense. And I look forward to kind of diving into it with you and how I got there.
All right, so let's start with Seth Rich and the whole case. How did you get involved in the Seth Rich case? And everyone out there knows my opinion. I believe he was murdered. I've said it on TV many times. I wrote a column in the newspapers about it. It got picked up all over the country. He was murdered. He was murdered because he's the guy that gave all the DNC files to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, I believe. That's my guess. But it seems obvious to me they got murdered for no money, no jewelry. They just killed him for no reason, and no one seems to be interested in finding the killer. And it sure seems to me to point to leading Democrats, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton, all the above, Donna Brazile, all the above seem mixed up in this. They all had a motive to kill this guy, Seth Rich, if he's the guy that gave the DNC files and ruined Hillary's campaign to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Now it comes out today, James Comey issued a stand-down order on an imminent deal with Julian Assange to reveal who leaked that stuff, and it was not Russia, so therefore it must be Seth Rich, and therefore someone must have wanted retribution, and James Comey is doing the bidding of the Clintons as sure as I'm sitting here. He's been on their payroll on and off his whole life, I'll say allegedly, and this guy's doing their bidding, and he killed this case. So I think it's the dirtiest murder case ever. Let's see what you say.
Well, let me say how I got involved with this, and I'm not going to use the person's name, but somebody had come back from London with some information that they wanted shared with Joel and Mary Ritz. That's the parents of Seth Rich.
Okay.
She said to me, I can't do this for a variety of reasons. She's a friend of mine. I said, I'll do it for you. It was a private thing, no one to know, and the information was that her kid, not just Seth, but Aaron and Seth were the ones who downloaded the emails from the DNC servers. This information came from London, so you can guess where it came from.
Wayne. Yes.
And yes. Mr. and Mrs. Rich, I told them this on December 17th at 3:01 p.m. 2016. I told them this, and they said, Ed, we know that. We just want to know who murdered our son. This was not a surprise. They said, Ed, and this has been information that's been out there and so on. You didn't tell us anything we didn't know. Now, I had no idea.
And they're big Democrats, right? The family are big Democrats, correct?
I have no idea who they are. All I knew was that this was a family whose son was murdered. And I just was helping them because they were getting nowhere with the Washington police. You can see that in the news. I didn't know much about this at all. And then they said, Mrs. Rich said to me at the end of the first phone call, if you ever learn anything, let me know. Well, I talked to a friend of mine, and Wayne, you and I both know lots of people in the government and in and around the government. And I was talking to someone, and I said, look, if you know anybody, you know, knows anything about this murder, let me know, because I just talked to this family. He said, matter of fact, I know somebody. I'm forgetting his
Julian
name.
Julian Assange?
No, not Julian. The writer, it'll come to me in a second. And he had the guy give me a call. It'll come back to me in a second because it's already out there. He's a very famous writer. He's about 80 years old. And he said, he called me up and he was talking really, really fast. And I taped the phone call. I had never taped a call before, but my kids had just taught me how to do it on my iPad memo. Okay. And I sent it over to the Rich family and they never said a word to me. And I called them up and I said, you know, I sent that thing to you, you know, was that helpful? And it should have been helpful because anybody can go to a website called debunkingrodwheelersclaim.com and listen to the whole tape, okay? And the name will come to me in a moment. I apologize.
So Rod Wheeler is a personal investigator, a private investigator, right?
Well, let me tell you this. Let me just say how I got there. At the end of the next phone call, or at the end of that phone call, Mrs. Rich said, yes, Ed, thank you very much. And I said, well, why don't you guys hire a private detective? Because you're never going to get anywhere. I was kind of annoyed, you know, because they didn't say thank you and I had, you know, done something nice for them. And I don't even know these people. And I said, well, why don't you hire a private detective? And Wayne, they said, we'd love to, but we can't afford one.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw out this, I'll pay for it. And you know what? They said, thank you. Wayne, I barely know these people. They were supposed to say, oh, my God, thank you so much. We could never accept that. End of it, right?
So can I ask you something? Why do you think they weren't more thankful? That's a weird mystery right there.
Well, they said thank you when I offered to pay for the private detective. And I then searched to find a private detective. I had no idea how much money these people, you know, charge. They were like $150 to $200 an hour. Then someone said to me, why don't you call Rod Wheeler? Now, Rod was a private detective, at least that's what I believed he was. He appeared on Fox, good guy. He got hired by the Rich family. I did not hire Rod Wheeler. Rod Wheeler was hired by the Rich family. I agreed to pay the bill. And as fate would have it, Malia Zimmerman wrote a story along with Rod Wheeler. Now, where did the media come into play here? This is a very strange thing, but unbeknown to anybody in my circle, there's a guy named Wigdor. This is what people miss, and Wayne, just please let me share this, okay, because it's very important. This guy was the one who represented people against Fox, went against O'Reilly, went against Roger Ailes. He made a living. In fact, he has articles how he made a living going after Fox News.
So he's like the Stormy Daniels lawyer. He's that kind of guy who hates conservatives.
He is exactly like that.
Right.
And what this guy did, Wayne, is unbelievable. He was trying to... Fox owned 30% of Sky News in London, and Parliament oversees Sky News. They said, we will not let Fox News buy the other 70% of Sky News until they clean up their act. And meaning all these sex discrimination cases that Wigdor had. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know anything about any of this. But then what Wigdor did was unreal. And that's why this guy will go down in history as one of the slimiest human beings I've ever met in my life.
Just like Stormy Daniels' lawyer.
Well, let me tell you something, Wayne. What this guy did, he made up a story. And the story was, to put pressure on Fox News,
Do me a favor. You hear the music, and that means you're going to a break, and I'm going to keep you over. I was planning to do this in one segment and take calls in the last segment. But you are important enough of a guest and great enough story here, and you're on the trail of the Seth Rich murder. Let's hold you over for the next segments. Don't go anywhere. Sit right there. Ed Butowski, great all-around guy, wealth manager, manages billions of dollars of money in Dallas, Texas, the Big D. We'll be right back. War now. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, last segment. We can't take more calls tonight. We're just going to get to the bottom of the Seth Rich thing with my great guest, Ed Butowski, who I consider a very good friend, a good man, financial advisor, wealth manager, manages billions of dollars. Fox Business Network commentator, and a guy who just, out of pure goodwill, hired a private investigator, the family hired him, but he paid for the private investigator, Wheeler, to dig into the Seth Rich mess, and he got in the middle of it all, and he got defamed by the media. Bunch of fake media liars. I do have to mention real quick, if you're going to talk about distrust of government, you got to talk about the Landis Tax Group, the sponsor of this segment of the show, when the Obama IRS tried to destroy me and defame me and ruin my life. And those agents went after me, and the Judicial Watch took my case. Sam Landis beat him, and Judicial Watch proved it was a political persecution, a political witch hunt against Wayne Root, because Obama hated my guts. And they proved it, and still nobody got fired, and still no one lost their job, and still no one lost their pension. It's incredible how evil government is. Incredible, especially when Democrats are in charge. But Sam Landis beat him twice, the whole U.S. government and the whole IRS. He did a great job. What a great attorney. Based in Beverly Hills, handles cases in all 50 states, and has handled over 8,500 IRS cases, 8,500. Get a free consultation and find out what he could do for your tax problems, how he can make them go away, and how inexpensive he is, how reasonable he is. You'll be shocked at how inexpensive it is. And while you're talking to an attorney, that means you have client, or I should say attorney-client privilege. Attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group, 800. We help you, 800. We help you with the letter U, or 800. 934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis. And any sponsor on this show that you are driving, and you're listening or you're watching, you have no time to write it down, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to give you the information of how you contact the sponsor, the phone number, the website. Just always remember to call Wayne. Contact Wayne. WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll help you out. All right, let's get back to Ed Butowski. So sum up this whole story. You got defamed by the media.
Okay.
You're going after the media. Now, who are you going after? Tell us who you're going after.
I can't announce who I'm going after until I go after them, but if you name them, if you can think of any news outlet, every single group went out after this guy Wigdor very quickly. Wigdor made up a story that the President of the United States and Vladimir Putin had broken into the DNC server, and in order to distract attention from everybody, the President got a hold of me in Dallas. I've never met the President, never talked to the President, never been anywhere near the President, but according to Wigdor, in order to put pressure on Fox News, he said, the President reached out to me and that I got Fox News involved, and I did this, and I did that, and I created and all these lies. And overnight, Wayne, I was on the cover of 377 newspapers, with a lie that I did nothing, and the press went with it, and people said horrible things, and I'm going after every one of those pieces of you-know-what.
Good.
And I'm not going to let anybody get away with the crap that they did to me in my life. I mean, my family, the death threats. My son, who was at Vanderbilt, had that, you know, like death threats. They had it on the internet on how many days till he was murdered, you know, to
can
murder
imagine.
Him. Like,
and this is all because you did a good deed. This is all because you just agreed to pay for a private investigator.
But Wayne, it was because of this guy, Wigdor, who was trying to extort money from Fox News, and that is what this is all about.
And I'll bet he did, right? They paid out millions, so he made a fortune, right?
Well, he didn't get $60 million. He got something. But this guy, Wigdor, is an extortionist. He went and got money from Fox News and made up a lie.
Let's say allegedly on my show. Allegedly he's a bad guy. Allegedly he did this. Because you just never know. These people are all crazy.
He is. He's a piece of you know what. I guess I'll say allegedly because, no, you know what? I'm not going to
say
that.
No, say it. Say allegedly. You know what? I say allegedly.
You know what? Not allegedly. He is what he is, okay?
Look, I think Obama's the most evil president in the history of America, but I say allegedly. Always allegedly. He sicked the IRS on me and conservatives and Tea Party groups and sicked other government agencies on me, not just the IRS. They're all evil, but I'll say allegedly, just to keep on the same side.
Fine. Allegedly, he did this, okay? But so that's what happened. In terms of Seth, I've got my PhD in a Seth Rich situation, okay?
So give me your sum up. You've got about a minute and a half to give me your sum up.
I have no idea who murdered Seth Rich, but it's not, you know, look, you can put two and two together.
You're certain he was murdered. You don't know who, but you're certain he was murdered, right?
Yeah, I believe the transaction occurred where he sold WikiLeaks. I believe it happened June 23rd, 2016. I believe he got paid $48,115. That's what I was told. And I'm sharing that, not saying that it happened for a fact. It allegedly happened.
Right.
And
now, look, everybody knows he was murdered. The question is, was it a hit? And I saw a famous forensic class at George Washington University, the most famous CSI class in America, studied the murder, made it their class year's, you know, job.
Yeah, but that was with Berkman, and Berkman is a questionable character.
Yeah, but they came to the conclusion, this class that solved many cases, it was absolutely a hit. It was absolutely, they said, a hit.
Yeah.
It was not a random murder in the street.
I mean, a four-year-old can come to that conclusion and be
right.
correct.
So I'll leave it up to everybody, Ed, to decide for themselves. But it seems to me the likely suspects would be DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, Podesta, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation.
I have
somebody
no idea.
Somebody paid for a hit on Seth Rich. That much is clear. Ed, we got to go. Show's over for the night. We loved having you on. Fox Business Network commentator, financial investment advisor, wealth guru extraordinaire, Ed Butowski in Dallas, Texas. Great guy. No good deed goes unpunished, unfortunately. He did a good deed for that family. They weren't thankful, and now he gets smeared all over the world. Now he's suing everyone. Good job. Go get him. Ed Butowski, go get him. Good man. Thank you for all you did. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll see you tomorrow. All the cops out there. All the vets. All the military. We love you. Be safe. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.